This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Used cooking oil is still negatively affecting soybean oil prices. We'll have more from agmarket.net right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The Trump administration continues to delay the release of the final rules for the 45Z tax credit, which is allowing used cooking oil to remain as a thorn in the side of the soybean oil industry. Ken Layden, hedging strategist with agmarket.net, said the delay is hurting soybean oil prices.
There was an announcement by the current presidential administration that the biofuel tax credit that imports of foreign oils are receiving, or products which can be turned into oils, may be delayed 1 to 2 years, which would make that used cooking oil, which was such an issue, you know, in the previous year, still available for tax credits.
Layden said this competition could stick around for a while.
That was thought to have been taken out of the market in some of the nomenclature of bills earlier in the year, but it seems as if that may be delayed 1 to 2 years, putting more competition in for soy oil products to be used in biofuels from our imported product.
The pressure on soybean oil prices is also extending to other grain markets.
Really pressured soybeans to the downside today, and soy oil, corn followed suit, you know, down 7 cents in a lot of the contracts, testing that 50-day average. And your wheat contracts, besides Minneapolis, were down about 10 cents also. So just a, you know, kind of a reversal day of some of the good market action that the market has been seeing.
For more marketing information, visit agmarket.net. You can find this story and much more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com, where you're there sign up for our e-newsletter. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.